For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, second segment, old school. March Madness. There's a lot of madness here when Strick was in here.
Every day.
Yeah, he was on one today, though.
Which is good. We like energy from Strick.
Yeah, he definitely...
energy is good.
Yeah. You got a funny thing. Cool Hand Luke said, Bill Laimbeer versus anyone. NBA, back on the fight. Yeah, so anyway, I mean, March Madness is... How's your bracket, Austin?
Adequate. The one I filled out for the ticket, I've said this before, was my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Did that for him. My family bracket, I wasn't first. I had a little bit of a rough round of 32, but I think two of my four quadrants, two of my four regions are still perfect. Cool. One of them I missed. My only miss in the Houston region, I think... Oh, no, that was a different one. Duke's region is perfect. I think I have Auburn... No, Auburn perfect so far. It's fine. I'm happy enough with it.
Who let you down the most?
I saw it coming, but Iowa State.
But there's injury, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iowa State was by far the most painful loss I've had. Because I had St. John's losing next round. I had Iowa State taking on someone in the Elite Eight. So that's the only one that really hurt me.
Yeah, mine was probably St. John's. I felt like the way that they were playing defense, you know, with the way that they were, you know, coming in offensively, I thought they would have got to the Sweet 16. But then when you think about it, the blessing and the curse is winning your conference tournament. You know, when you go through the grind like that, it kind of sometimes wear you out. But also I think they played an Arkansas team that's getting the second half of them. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it becomes a little bit of a hard out for a team like St. John's.
And I'm sorry, I just don't buy that formula.
And what formula is that?
Not knowing how to shoot the basketball.
Yeah. Throw it up out the glass and...
You know?
Yeah, throw it up.
Great. It works for you over the course of 30 games in the regular season. I'm not saying St. John's wasn't a deserving two seed. Like, that's a talented team that played some good basketball at times. But... That's why I still don't fully trust Michigan State. Like, at some point, you got to put the ball in the basket. You know, if teams limit you to one shot, you're not going to be nearly as successful. And the refs tightened up the game a little bit, which certainly didn't benefit St. John's in the way they played. I'm not saying bias one way or the other. I'm saying they called it differently. And I just don't think that St. John's style, I mean, even Texas A&M last year was the same way.
Yeah.
It can work. But I think there are many more proven, consistent ways to win in March.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Iowa State thing, I think they would put up a better fight if their really good player wasn't hurt. So you kind of just say, Ole Miss is hot right now.
Yeah.
They're playing the best version of Ole Miss. You know, I think the really interesting game, Austin, for me, is Bama, BYU.
Mm-hmm.
Because at no point did anybody think BYU was going to be in the Sweet 16. Besides you,
I predicted it.
In the beginning of the season?
Well, I thought they'd be interesting.
Viable.
Yeah.
But did you expect them to come out of the Big 12 and not Kansas?
I thought Kansas was bad. I'm on record as saying that.
Okay.
talking to the wrong person here, Jay.
But I don't think anybody was like, yeah, BYU, yeah, that's who I think.
Yeah, no, I wasn't hitching my wagon to them or anything, but I thought they'd be interesting.
But I think that's the most interesting game in this next round. Just because it's, now, it used to be, obviously, the contrast in the players. Now, BYU is obviously more into the day and time, but I just wonder how BYU will handle the type of athletes in Bama.
Just like they handled Houston's, which is they will in stretches. This is a fun game, Jay, because they're going to play fast.
Yeah.
It's going to be a track meet. And I said this, I don't remember to who, but games that are played this fast or games that are played so slow are the games where one possession makes a difference.
Yeah.
Right? If you get the Alabama-St. Mary's, you figure out who's got the advantage in those little stretches, those spurts, which is why Bama pulled away. They were able to play at their tempo more often. But BYU wants to run the same style Alabama does.
Right.
Alabama wants to play the same style BYU.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
BYU does. Both these teams are tested. Both these teams have legitimate NBA talent on their rosters. I think it's first to 85 or 90, and I think that's going to be a heck of a game to watch.
I also think is which of the superstars, Saunders or Sears, is going to have that game. I think this is a perfect game for Sears to keep put. I mean, he can get up and down, and he can really break multiple guys down off the dribble. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be a game where he might try to control the pace too. Get a lead, and they're not going to dial it back. By no means, I'm saying they're going Princeton four corners, but I think he has enough experience to in with Oates to kind of not dial it back, but then also pick the spots.
Yeah.
And that's how I think, you know, you can really, you know, not blow the game wide open against BYU, but control the game even if it's a close game.
That's where I think Grant Nelson could be a factor for Alabama if he's healthy, and then the matchup of Cliff Amori versus Kaba Keita.
Yeah.
For BYU, whichever one of those big men can limit the other team to one shot, because there's going to be a lot of long rebounds.
Yeah.
These teams are going to chuck. They're going to cast. So I think whichever big man can lock down the paint and prevent some of those easy driving kicks that both these offenses thrive on, that's going to go a long way.
Yeah, it's going to be tough when you look at them. They essentially are just replicate each other, 90 and 80 points both games.
Mm-hmm.
And all people are always like, oh, well, who did they play and all this. Now, listen, you score 90 and 80 points, you can shoot. You can score.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just falling over and throwing the ball up and it's going. You have a style. I like that game just because of – I like it because of BYU, even though they've been on the uptick. Obviously, we've seen with the coach.
Kevin Young.
Yeah, and with Mark Pope going to Kentucky. So this is not new, right? This is something that's being built. It's just a contrast, even though they're similar, right? You know, what team has always been talking? It's usually Bama, Auburn, and all the SEC teams have kind of been jockeying for that number one. Now here comes BYU out of the Big 12, which normally is Kansas, which Kansas looked miserable.
Been Houston the last couple of years, which is kind of crazy, too.
But even though it's been Houston the last couple of years, Kansas is always thought, oh, Bill Self, once they get to the tournament, mm-hmm. he knows how to. I even said it. I was all right, yeah. No, go.
Now this year.
And then I think you're right about the Michigan State. If they can get on a run where they can shoot well enough from three, mm-hmm. I think that bully ball and mid-range and free throws can pay dividends. But they've got to, team-wise, make enough threes to keep people honest. And that's been their Achilles heel.
To their credit, they hit the big ones, which is why Michigan State is kind of the nexus point for a couple of these basketball truisms. Because here's the thing. Guard play wins in March.
Yeah.
They got four of them. Akins, Holloman, Fears, and Richardson.
Yeah.
Each one of those guys can take over and win Michigan State a game like they have all year. But if Michigan State's not going to shoot 33% from three, which is really, I think, the break-even point for them, most teams I'd say 35, 36. But I think Michigan State can get away with 33.
Yeah.
Because they play fast in transition. Yeah. They get some cheap ones. They're good on the ball. They don't turn the ball over, which goes a long way. But if a team gets hot from three, it's just simple math. Michigan State's going to bite it.
Yeah. And they have an X factor in Carr. And if he's a factor, this is what people, and this is a funny thing before we go to break. People always think an X factor is scoring.
No.
That two hand, I don't know what kind of block that was. You just take it, just throw it out of bounds. Listen, that's how you take control of the game momentum wise. It's almost like a big hit, and it's a clean hit in football. A big block by that, but he is a guy kind of like we talked about Kyle. He can rim run because of his athletic ability, and if he hits a, let's say not a three, but a deeper mid-range, because you know he can get downhill, he can offset a run by a three-point play. So I think Michigan State's three-pointers are and ones. If they're getting enough of those and the free throws and then hit timely threes, they're going to be hard out, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's – because you know it's the aura of Tom Izzo. Here he goes. He's got my man got 4 days.
January, February,
right? Izzo. Probably put the football pads on him like he did that one back in the day. And you know it's going to be a physical game. And trust me, if the game gets grimy, it's Michigan State all the way. So anyway, we'll take a quick break. Come back, Austin Orman, Jay Foreman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.